USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and the ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with a person of interest, but agents say they are not prepared to name any suspects. Investigators are also digging into questions of a motive for the blast and trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location in downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. FBI Special Agent in Charge Doug Kordesky says that during their investigation, they found no indications of any additional threats to the city.
The first thing I want to reiterate is that we have no indication of additional explosive threats. No other explosive devices were discovered during the area during our secondary sweep yesterday.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Questions about California Congressman Eric Swalwell and his involvement with an alleged Chinese spy continued to swirl, along with calls for his removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is also asking if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew about Swalwell's past relationship with the Chinese national when she named him to the committee. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he has questions for the FBI as well.
Of course, we want to know what Pelosi knew and when, and want to know why she would choose to put him on this committee when she's got hundreds of people to choose from. A lot of people want to get on this committee. Seems to me that he should be disregarded from the beginning because of his past, if she knew about it. Same with Adam Schiff knowing about it. But beyond that, I also have some concerns with the FBI. If the FBI went to Eric Swalwell and told him about this, and knew of this woman, why was she never arrested? And why did the FBI basically just sweep this under the carpet?
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Midwest waitress got an unexpected Christmas gift from one generous customer. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A waitress in Iowa got a $1,000 tip just in time for the holidays. A customer at a Baker Square just outside of Des Moines decided to leave a large tip to a hard-working waitress in the week ahead of Christmas.
My partner and I had a wonderful idea to give someone in the restaurant industry a gift before Christmas. We know that the restaurant industry has been hit hard during COVID-19.
Ramona Wink says she also left tips for other employees. She tells WHO in Des Moines that she's really passionate about helping people find hope and healing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the NFL on Saturday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ended a 13-year playoff drought with a 47-7 victory over the Detroit Lions to clinch a playoff berth. Quarterback Tom Brady threw four touchdowns in the afternoon, two of them to tight end Rob Gronkowski. The San Francisco 49ers upset the Arizona Cardinals behind third-string quarterback C.J. Beathard, who threw for three touchdowns in the win. And the Miami Dolphins came from behind to knock off the Las Vegas Raiders 26-25. Backup quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick led the game-winning drive for the Dolphins after coming in for starter Tua Tagovailoa in the fourth quarter. And a star football player at the University of Utah has died. School officials announced the passing of 19-year-old Ty Jordan on Saturday, just days after he'd been named the Pac-12 Conference's Newcomer of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.